Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, September 15th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 13.25 cents at 533.5. December wheat up 11.5 cents at 712.25. And November beans up 12 cents at 1294.5. The bean oil was up 150 ticks at 5837, but the meal was down 220 at 339.60. We're only about $3 away from a new low for this leg of the move on the meal. But crude oil was up 210 a barrel, and that pushed the bean oil up, which pushed the beans up. Corn was strong. Apparently, people are talking about less than expected yields. I'm not seeing that. I've seen a few cases of yields under expectations out here. There's some disease, as we know, floating around. The weather looks to be drying down the corn very rapidly out here. I'm just not quite sure. They're talking about strong demand for the corn. They're looking for 750,000 on the export sales tomorrow, 500 on the wheat, 1 million metric tons on the beans. You know, I don't see anything exceptional out here for this time of year. You know, maybe because of the slow harvest in the south, because of all the rains down there from Hurricane Ida and from the tropical storm. I don't know. U.S. corn is the cheapest corn around the world, so you know, everybody's expecting demand to pick up, but I haven't really seen any evidence of that so far. On the bean side, we had a strong crush number 158.8. They were looking for about 155.5, so that was a strong number there. That's helped support the beans. We had that cancellation this morning of 132 beans to China, but we had the 196 new sale to unknown, so I guess they were more impressed with the new sale than they were the cancellation. You know, technically, this market looks strong here today. We had the outside day, the inside day, and now we're coming back and taking out the outside day. So that looks pretty strong on the charts. Is this a one-day head fake? I don't know, but this looks pretty darn strong to me. This is pretty impressive. But we did get corn up to exactly to the 50-day moving average. If we close over that tomorrow, we'll probably pop another 20 cents in the next couple of days. One interesting point, December oats were up 24.25 cents at 539.25. That's a new contract high and high close. We're getting pretty close to the all-time historical highs on the oat market. Trying to see where that comes in at. I think it's around, 557.75. So we're about 17 cents, 18 cents away from that. But, you know, they say the oats is the indicator. And that certainly didn't hurt the wheat and the corn and the beans here today. So from a technical standpoint, the market certainly looks like it wants to rally. From a fundamental standpoint, I'm not sure I can see it being justified. Maybe the wheat with the reduced crops in France, the reduced crops in Canada, maybe that's for real. We've got relatively tight world carryouts now, and this is just going to add to it. So, you know, the wheat maybe could be justified. They always say the best bull markets are lit up by the wheat, and maybe that's what we're seeing here. So that's about it. Good closes, and I'd expect to see higher prices unless the crude oil takes a bath tomorrow, but no indication that would be the case. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.